Okay, let's talk food now with food stylist and cook Gretchen Lowe. She has a website called My Weekend Table and an Instagram account. Lots of tips and tricks in the kitchen, and it always looks beautiful. And today she's going to share one of her most popular recipes. Hi there, Gretchen.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
Good. It must be interesting for you when you put a recipe out there into the world to see what sort of reaction you get, and some just fly, huh?
Yeah. Some just really fly, and this is a bit of an oldie, but a goodie, so I thought I'd share it. But I get so many messages about this recipe. That's simple, delicious. It's affordable. You know, you're speaking about the gardening budget busters. This is a bit of a budget buster in the kitchen as well. I find a lot of, the simple recipes that perhaps don't have little or not much meat are really flying at the moment.
Yeah.
So, this is one of those things. I think people are looking to incorporate more vegetables into their diet and experimenting more and just figuring out that, you know, they can be super interesting and super beautiful, and you often have to work a little bit harder. It's not, you know, to add the flavours and the way you cook them, but there are so many options, and as I said, it's really affordable. And I've been roasting lots of vegetables lately.
So have we.
Affordability.
Yeah, well, I've had a busy week, so we haven't had much time to organise dinner, so pretty much every night has been just roast vegetables with... I made like a red capsicum dip. What's it called? Like muhammara or something like that. Red capsicums, yeah. Olive, garlic, breadcrumbs, walnuts, olive oil, a little bit of lemon juice, and pomegranate molasses. And we just roast everything that's in the fridge and then put a bit of that dip on top, and it's maybe some feta.
That's
and it's
delicious.
Simple. But
do you add anything creamy to the top?
Feta, not sometimes. Always. Yeah.
Feta, I was going to say, I make a lot of feta whip. So it's really just yogurt and feta whipped together with a little bit of lemon.
Do you? That's a good idea.
Yeah. Just put it makes the feta go a long way, and it makes it nice and runny, and you've got a thick, yummy sauce to just.
You just crush the feta with a fork or something, do you?
I'll put it in the little bowl of a whiz to get it nice and smooth, but you could do it with a fork. It just, you know.
Oh, you actually you stick blender or something, yeah.
Yeah. Stick or a Nutribullet, anything like that. You can just pop it in.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, that's really delicious. And you can add basil and garlic and things like that just to make it a little bit more interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Lots of toasted nuts and seeds. And I'm going with a bit of sweet and savoury, sweet and salty a bit at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm adding maple syrup to Brussels sprouts. And I'm vibing lots of veggies at the moment.
Yeah,
so
cool.
Good.
And leeks are, you do have to think a bit about how to use them, although I find they roast up pretty well. I have a bit of trouble with the, you know, they tell you to sort of open them up and wash the dirt out, and then once you've done that, it's quite hard to cut them into little segments that are going to stay together. But it doesn't matter too much, right, if the leeks fall apart a bit and one vegetable ends up sort of mixing in with another.
Yeah, they are going to fall apart when you cook them anyway. So it doesn't. I think it only matters if your intention is to keep them whole, and if you're roasting them together. I would just kind of clean the outside quickly, and anything will get cooked out of them. I'm not too fussy with my. I do wash the outside.
I have a word with my wife then. She's always moaning to me about little specks of dirt I've left in. Yeah.
My sister swears by Jamie Oliver's cheesy leeks for every occasion. Oh. She's always making it. So I haven't actually cooked it, but I've had her one, and it's beautiful.
Okay, I'll look that up. Meanwhile, we better get to your recipe today, Gretchen.
Yeah. So I'm talking, this is a lemony leek ricotta and fennel tart. I know I cook a lot with fennel, fennel seeds, but I just love it. We go through so much fennel in our house. And, you know, it might seem like a bit of a boring recipe, but we all kind of need practical and affordable options at the moment. And, of course, they need to be delicious and comforting. And I kind of think this fits the bill. That's why it gets so much feedback.
Well, yeah, and the best thing is it's if people start rolling their eyes and thinking, oh, tart, I can't be bothered with pastry, this is a crustless tart.
It's a crustless one. So it's like a quiche. It's a bit like a frittata, But with a frittata, often you just add the egg straight on top of the vegetables and pop it in the oven. With this, I let the veggies cool slightly. It just cooks more evenly and you get a bit more of a fluffy texture. So, and it's loaded with greens. So there's 2 cups of herbs and whatever herbs you want. You could use Italian parsley, basil, rocket. It does have chilli in it. You can leave that out for fussy eaters. I top with any sort of crunch, really, walnuts, hazelnuts, toasted sesames, often sesame seeds. Often I will grate parmesan and toast it into little crisps in the oven and then just kind of break it on top.
Wow, that's clever.
And then just serve it with kasundi, a tomato relish, quick chopped avocado, and you can add more cheese to it as well. You can dot it with blue cheese. It's one of those kind of base recipes. And, you know, it's great for breakfast, lunch or dinner, and great reheated, cheap. What more could you want?
Yeah. You've given us a bit of it there, but what's the basic process?
So you've got 2 leeks, so chop them up, white parts only, pretty roughly chopped. Cook them in a good douse of olive oil in a fry pan, add chili flakes and fennel seeds, and then give them a seasoning. And then, so that'll be about 10 minutes, and then you want to add garlic. A lot of recipes, I don't know why, add garlic at the start, but garlic, just as people will be aware, burns so easily. So I always add it right near the end when I think it's all ready. I push the veggies to the side, add a little bit more olive oil, and then add the garlic, and then just cook that for a minute or so, keeping an eye on it. Then I take it off, I tip it onto a dinner plate, just to, so it's got a big surface to cool on, and then make the rest of it, which are your greens, half a cup of ricotta, zest of a lemon, and 6 eggs. Just beat them up a little bit with a fork, mix it all together, pop it in a tin baking pan, and cook for about 20 minutes.
I like the sound of that ricotta in there.
Yes, yeah. It just gives it a little bit of a lighter texture, and a lot of people add flour and baking powder, which gives it that, it makes it lighter again, but I just like to keep it simple, just eggs and pure, and, you know, I don't like to add flour to everything. I've nothing against flour, but it's not in my dish here.
Okay, and you just serve that with a salad and some toasted walnuts. Sounds beautiful.
Yeah, and great. So, as I said, breakfast, lunch or dinner.
Thank you, Gretchen. The recipe is on the website and a picture as well. Have a lovely weekend.
You too. See you, Jess.
Gretchen Lowe from My Weekend Table. It's a crust-free quiche, and she calls it lemony leek ricotta and fennel tarts.